The Treasury Star Parade presents one of the most talked of bands in America, Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra.
Penny bonds today, bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today, scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. And he stands today.
For the chores, we have brought you Edmund O'Brien, one of Hollywood's handsomest leading men, whom you last saw in Parachute Battalion. A girl, a guy, and a gob. And who now takes over a guy, four birds, and a mouse.
Thank you, Larry Elliott, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another of the new series of programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. My favorite band is Vaughn Monroe's. My favorite quartet, the Four V's. My favorite number, the Three Little Sisters. Straight from them to you.
Sorry we can't stop for a longer introduction, but Vaughn Monroe feels there's a job to be done. And just ration me out these few bars to say, be brave, beloved.
Be brave, be beloved. Believe me when I say, we'll dream again and kiss again someday. Our love will see us through. The nights are long, be strong till I'm with you. I hear the bugles of freedom blow, and I must go to join the ranks of marching men. But there will be a spring when the birds will sing, and we'll be together again. Till then, beloved, be brave, no tears, no sighs. Next time we meet, there'll be no more goodbyes. I hear the
bugles of freedom blow, and I must go to join the ranks of marching men. But there will be a spring when the birds will sing, and we'll be together again. Till then, be loving, be brave, no tears, no sighs. Next time we meet, there'll be no more goodbyes. Next time we meet, there'll be no more goodbye.
This war hasn't brought forth another Over There or Pack Up Your Troubles or Tipperary yet. But this next song might be a good contender. Vaughn Monroe's orchestra gives out vocally in Buckle Down, Buck Private. Monroe and his boys, ladies and gentlemen, in a special Treasury Star Parade performance. They asked me to convey their compliments, their good wishes, their hope that you enjoy them, and one piece of advice they thoroughly believe in. No matter what your doubts, your fears, or your hopes for the future, we'll win through if we follow the president.
Attention, USA, hear what those bugles say. Wake up and step on the gas, it's full speed ahead today. Everyone dig in, make those propellers spin. Brother, here's the way to win. Follow the president, rally round him one and all. Never mind about the taxes, we are out to lick the axis. We have heard our nation's call. Join the Navy, join the Army, join the Marines, or join the Flying Corps. But if a civilian you must be, there's a job for you and me. And it's plain as day, the American way is the way to victory. Follow the president, follow the president, and we'll win this war. You must be, there's a job for you and me. And it's plain as day, the American way is the way to victory. Follow the president, follow the president, and we win.
A year from now, what will we wish we had done today? This is Donald Nelson's slogan, ladies and gentlemen. He lives by it. Do you? Hang it over your desk, Mr. Businessman. And every time you get worried about the priorities that are cutting off your supplies, or the war orders that are jamming your schedules, or the taxes that are eating into your profits, take a look at that handwriting on the wall. And you, Joe Factory Worker, paste it in your locker. And let it remind you every morning that it's up to you, just as much as it's up to Donald Nelson, to keep the wheels of industry turning speedily and smoothly. Mrs. Housewife, put it over your mirror and ask the pretty face you see there, isn't there something important you can be doing today? Sewing for the Red Cross, working for civilian defense, or rounding up the scrap metal in the cellar that Uncle Sam needs so desperately. And you too, Junior, wrap it around your dime bank. For that little bank of yours is just as important as the big one down on Main Street. You are both in partnership with Uncle Sam in today's most vital business. War savings bonds and stamps bought today, Junior, will not only buy you that bike tomorrow, they'll help you ride it in peace and freedom. There is a job for every one of us to do in this emergency. Let's make it our business to devote a certain amount of our income each week to buying war savings bonds and stamps. And let's keep Donald Nelson's motto constantly before us. Let's follow it faithfully as he has, so that a year from now, we will be glad for what we did today.
The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this performance. Mr. Edmund O'Brien, Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, and the 4Vs. This was a transcribed program. This is Larry Elliott speaking.
And bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. And bonds today. Break up the most you can. Give them the same hand. Buy and sell.